Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The bishops from the Episcopal Conference of North Africa are in Rome for their ad limina visits this week. The bishops come from Tunisia, Libya, Morocco, and Algeria. Bishop Claude Rau is from the Algerian Diocese of Lagout.
C'est-à-dire que nous sommes venus ici à Rome pour...
He told Vatican Radio that they have come to Rome wanting to introduce to the Universal Church their particular circumstances, which has lived among a predominantly Muslim population. He says that it's important for the Church in North Africa to show Christian love through concrete actions and also conduct a dialogue with Muslims based on reason, which the bishop says the Holy Father has spoken about before. Bishop Rao says these actions can help bring about a more just world and encourage brotherhood and peace on the planet. This evening at 7 p.m., Pope Benedict will celebrate the Mass of the Solemnity of Corpus Domini at St. John Lateran Cathedral. He will then lead a procession through the streets to the Basilica of St. Mary Major. The Feast of Corpus Domini, also known as Corpus Christi, has been celebrated universally in the Church since 1264. The prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments is Cardinal Francis Arinze. He tells us more.
The celebration of the great solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, popularly called Corpus Christi, is a manifestation of our faith. The Holy Eucharist is already the mystery of faith. The Eucharistic celebration is the high point, the apex, the culmen of Christian worship. It is true that we celebrate Holy Eucharist every day, except Good Friday and Holy Saturday, but Pope Urban IV considered it good to institute a special feast in the year 1264 for a special concentration on the mystery of the body and blood of Christ.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.